the materiality threshold, she lets the penny go. The quiet, almost holy judgment of knowing which errors are allowed to simply exist. There's a number today, small and technically wrong, sitting in someone's books like a splinter, and you are the only one in the room who can look at it and decide calmly that it doesn't matter. Not because you're careless. Because you know, the way only someone who's closed 100 sets of books knows, exactly how much wrongness a set of financials can carry before it stops telling the truth. Below that line, an error is just texture. Above it, it's a lie. You hold that line in your head like a secret nobody else was given. This is the High Priestess's gift dressed in a materiality memo. Knowledge kept quiet, judgment exercised without needing to explain itself to the room. You'll be asked at some point today why something immaterial doesn't need to be fixed, and you'll answer in one calm sentence, and the person asking will nod like they understood, and mostly they won't, and that's fine. You didn't need them to. What may cross your path? A discrepancy under your materiality threshold crosses your desk, and you let it pass without a second glance. Someone asks you to explain your judgment call, and you answer in one sentence that ends the conversation. You catch an error nobody else in the room would have noticed and say nothing about catching it. A number that looks alarming to a client turns out, in your calm assessment, to be nothing at all. Trust the threshold you've earned the right to set. Not every wrongness needs your energy, save it for the ones that actually move the number. Your mantra, "I know what matters and I let the rest be small."